Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Mute my mic, it looks like, but I muted it over here, so as long as it works. If you can kneel. Oh, and by the way, again, next Sabbath is the Lord's Supper, so get your unleavened bread, and grape juice, and you'll be able to partake. I thought I was going to start preaching next week on the Sermon on the Mount series. I'm already on part four. I haven't even started part one yet. And but it's going to be well over a year, I would think, of sermons. But it turns out it's going to be communion service next week. So, you know, like I like to do a mini sermon and then do communion. So I got to figure out what the Lord would have us hear next week. And so please keep that in your prayers as I do. And which is actually my first praise, which I'll get into here in a minute. So if you can kneel, since there's going to be more of my voice on the mic today, let's ask the Lord to protect and bridle our tongues. Please bow your hearts. Okay. All right. Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us once again with your presence. And thank you in advance of all these praises today, because it's Testimony Sabbath. It's the Sabbath we like to glorify you with and declare unto the great congregation, as David called us, that all the wonderful things that you have done in the past 30 days or 30 years, depending upon who's going to be speaking, or 40 years, it doesn't matter. We're going to share everything. So thank you, Father, for blessing us with your presence and blessing us with our memories to remind us of what you've done in the last 30 days. Some of us don't keep a praise list, and but maybe their memories are better than others. And so please remind us of all that you have done so we can share with others so that they too can be blessed. And we offer this prayer and all these praises in the name of your Son, our Savior, our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. And thank you, Brother Joe, for recording. And again, if you're on WTPR and it's choppy, not much I can do about that. I mean, I can echo through here. Let's see. Test. Test. Oh, it's hardly any lag. Well, that's Telegram for you, because I'm using Telegram to push it out through WTPR, but that server is under a lot of stress right now because of the tornadoes and stuff, which is actually, I think I'll share that as my first praise instead, because of all that happened. Sadly, some dear souls have lost their lives in some of the tornadoes that came ripping through the last couple, 3 weeks. It just seems that, well, it happens every year when spring comes, you know, when the cold air is trying to fight off the warm air that's coming up, and then you get all those hooks, as you see in radar, which is rotation. And sometimes the rotation will bring down to the earth and then tear people's homes up and kill people. And everybody in the church family has been protected. And we have seen many times where the tornadoes, when they're coming at us, the Lord has them go down the road far enough away till there's no damage, and then continue on after leaving our area to go back to their original track. And I think it's, and we caught that on radar twice. One of them, I only have one left. I had two. I recorded on a cell phone, but I have since lost that cell phone. I don't know where it's at. And, but I got to figure out what cell phone the other one's on, where it's pretty neat when you watch how the one section of the storm with the tornado, when it's coming right at us, and all of a sudden it shifted north, it continued on east, and then dropped back south and continued east after it left our area. And so the Lord is, he knows where you're at. You know, it's kind of like Sister White's last words, I know in whom I have believed. And so we just trust him and praise his name for the things he does. But I wanted to share this one praise, and it's kind of hard for me to share because I don't like talking about my dreams and stuff like that, because I don't want to be inundated with emails of people's dreams. You know, let the Lord tell you what your dream means. But it's the better way to do it anyway, especially if it's private. Because and there's a few praises I wanted to share this week, but I can't because they're the last month, the things that have happened are pretty private. You know, I survived. I want to praise his name for that, too, because there's times that I'm up 24, 36, one time 48 straight hours, couldn't sleep. The enemy is just doing what he's doing, but the Lord is allowing it to teach me. And I praise him for his mercy and his grace that it didn't kill me, you know, because that's not easy. And I want to praise his name for something. I was planning to go to bed late so as to avoid the issue of not being able to sleep, but I just couldn't keep my eyes open, so I went to bed early. Got 9.5 hours of sleep. There's a first. That hadn't happened in a while. So I wanted to praise his name for that, too. But back in the last month, in the towards the end of the month, I was unable to sleep again. And so I wanted to study like I do. And I kind of look forward to it now. Like if I can't sleep, I go, all right, great. I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to get into my studies and perhaps work on a sermon. That's what was happening this night. I was I don't know if it was a sermon. I think it was only, it was my own private notes. I was working on a sermon that was eventually going to be used in a sermon. I think it was the Sermon on the Mount thing too, yeah. And I thought it was going rather well. Some confusion came upon me, and I ignored it. And I went on typing because I asked for help. But I hadn't slept well, and so, you know, the enemy was messing with me there. And so I went into prayer, and I asked the Lord to help me with that. And as I lifted my hands, I bumped the mouse. That's all I did is I bumped the mouse. That was it. And 30 minutes worth of notes just were gone, totally gone. I checked. I did a Control Z to try to bring it back, you know, because like sometimes you delete, you hit Control Z, it's an undo. No, still gone. Wouldn't bring it back up. And I even checked multiple verses as well in three separate areas of Esau to recall those notes, just in case I mentioned them and like maybe I had it in this. Maybe I lost my place and I bumped the mouse and caused it to jump to a different verse or something. Couldn't find it anywhere. And so I went into prayer and I said, Father God, what's up? You know, like, I don't say it like that, obviously, but. And then he reminded me of a dream. And all I'm going to say, I'm not going to get into details about the dream, but the dream was more or less about how the Holy Spirit writes my sermons. It's pretty blunt the way it was stated in the dream. But I don't want to say it that way. But it was good. It was nice. But personally, privately, just to that, let him write a kind of a thing. And that's how it's always been. That's why I love the way it works here. I don't have to go nuts trying to figure out what he would have me speak. I just wait on him. And he always comes through. Sometimes, and it's kind of scary. Well, it's not really scary. I think, okay, I got the sermon done. Everything's great. This is what I'm going to preach. You know, I put it up on the website, and that's the title of the sermon. And Friday night, when I do my updates, Friday afternoon, the title's there. And then I wake up at 4 a.m. Friday night, or Sabbath morning, actually. And, you're not preaching that. I mean, that's more or less the thought I get. And within 15, 20 minutes, I get a whole new sermon. And I think that's amazing. Like the blog entry the other day that came up in regards to Project 2025 and how 50% of it's almost done. I wasn't planning on doing a blog entry because I'd just been so overwhelmed and the sleep thing and all that stuff. And that was like 15 minutes of typing, which just came out. And so I thanked him because it dawned on me. He may have done that because I was in error. Confusion came upon me, and I was going to share something that was wrong. And since he's the one writing the sermons, no, he deleted it. 30 minutes worth of study, gone. And I praised his name. Yeah, that was something. It was a dream I had back on July 24th, 2020. That's right, I date him. I got a praise list, but it's, you know, I started that back in Pastor Russ's day. It's like a prayer diary or a thank you diary. Praise diary, that's what we used to call it. And I got to the point where I couldn't do the way he did it. He would write it down every single solitary day, and I started putting stuff into my praise diary. I got a whole box of them out in the garage, these old binders, just there's like maybe 3 dozen of them out there. And they got all moldy because I had them in the basement, didn't realize they were too close to something that would have gotten them moldy, like the septic tank or something. So they're out in the garage airing out. And I started getting to the point where they're just putting in fluff words and fill. So, no, I stopped. I decided I'm only going to do a praise list when something happens. I'm not going to make stuff up just to have something to write down. And then the dreams, oh, forget about it. I just love the way he does that with the dreams. And we all have dreams. Look at that little man in the book of Job. How he tells, because that's one of the first things I asked the Lord when I had my experience back in the 80s, first time I heard his voice. And how do you talk to people that don't listen to you? All I heard was dreams. And that hit me like a ton of golden bricks because of the dream I had the night before, which I'll never share. Because I was a bad boy. But man, the way he protected us, the way he always protects us. But anyway, let me see if I have any praises here. I kind of lost myself in the moment there. But praise his name. We have a mighty Lord and Savior and King, and the way he keeps the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit stays within us. That's on us. Because we can ask him to leave at any time, and then he sends the angels to keep us protected. And, but anyway, let me see if we have any... what's this? Nope. I think I got the first one I have here from the praises is Brother Yaswell. Yep, that's the first one. See, all the one I got now, I got to check my emails here in a minute. But, yeah, and if you have a praise, you can email it to me and I'll read it. Or you can put it in the room and Sister Mindy will take it and she'll read it. Or you can just text her directly or text one of the brothers or sisters and whoever gets on the mic. You know, not everybody wants to get on the mic, it seems, because anybody can get on the mic now. Although we do vet new people, we're just very careful. We're not stupid. We were the first ever to do church services online, and so we know how the enemy of souls will send people in that you think are Christians, and the minute they get on the mic, our little ones will have to hear these four-letter words and stuff and all this slander and hatred of Christ. And so now we make sure before anybody gets a mic as to who they are. And so this is from Brother Yaswanth, and he says, first of all, I praise the Lord and thank the Lord God Almighty in Jesus' name for my salvation. I'm so thankful and grateful for his wonderful, selfless, and sacrificing love. I praise the Lord for healing me when I was sick back in February, when I have regular fevers, body pains, chills, and gastritis without any medications. I've prayed, taken lemon water, ate oranges and watermelons, and slept well, and followed this routine for a few days, and I got rid of my sickness. I praise the Lord Jesus for blessing me with good grades in my course that I am pursuing. I praise the Lord our God for preparing all things well in advance, getting visas for me and my children to attend the camp meeting that is going to be held. I think he's talking about the one in the Philippines. Because if he's coming to ours, that'll be great. We haven't even figured a date yet if we can. Because that Project 2020, what they're doing, it's really, really fast what they're doing. So hopefully we can have a meeting this year. Then he goes on, he says, I praise God also for helping me to focus and study on end times, to have much clearer understanding. I praise God for the peace with which he filled my life, even though I'm in the midst of much confusion about my future. I praise God for one more thing, that when my dad learned about my resignation to my job, he did not cause me any trouble. And that is because our God created a different situation that he did not give much attention to when it came to my resignation. And the reason I resigned is because I am really striving and sometimes unable to keep the Sabbaths holy as some emergency calls come on Sabbath days, as I was a branch manager of a branch of a bank. And also, I have to demand the borrowers for repayment that borrowed loans from us with much harsher words and tones. And this really was affecting my Christian lifestyle. And I reached to a point where I am hating myself to be in that position. And sometimes I was frustrated with the lies told by the borrowers and customers in order to avail any loan or access any banking facilities. I felt like I was running in an opposite direction. I grieved, grieved, and grieved, and finally, by God's amazing grace, I was delivered. At present, I am preparing for the camp meeting. Soon after that, I may find a job, and so please, dear brothers and sisters, pray for the Lord's will in my life. I thank you all for your prayers for me and my family. I praise the Lord God for his goodness towards us, which never fails. I wish you all a great, wonderful, joyous, and blessed Sabbath. Yes, Matthew, your brother in Christ. Amen and amen and amen. That was nice. So let me see. I just got a text. Maybe it's a praise. Yep, from Brother Tim. It says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I would like to praise God for some money that was given to me by a good friend. It came at a great time. I was blessed, and so was a friend of mine. She was also blessed by the money that was sent to me to help her. So praise God for everything he does for us. Amen. Amen and amen, brother. What an awesome God we serve. So how do I know when somebody's got their hand up? I keep forgetting with how we do this in Telegram. Oh, there's a hand up, and so I'm going to drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? All right. I guess I'll go ahead and read Brother Matt's, since it was just posted in the chat room. And then I'm going to share the praises from earlier from the children's study. But Matt says, I praise God and raise my hands in glorifying our loving and merciful Father for protecting us from the tornado that passed through here the other day. A funnel cloud came down just enough for me to see everything turn white as it rained and hailed. I saw everything spinning, but as quickly as it came down, it quickly went up and moved away going east. Well, during that time, my son Jonathan was coming from the 7-Eleven and tried to make it back to the apartment, but didn't make it. He got caught at the last building, which is about four buildings down from where we live, and he said he immediately tried to get into the apartment building there, but the door was locked, and so he grabbed onto a pole to the pavilion connected to the building. He said all he felt was a strong wind and couldn't breathe. As he was hugging the pole, he felt his body shaking, and the noise was really loud like a train. And we give thanks for the Lord keeping us safe through it all. That was some experience, and there was no no sirens going off. That was strange. Praise the Lord, brother, for protecting you and your family. Oh, my goodness. And then Brother Stephen posted in the room. Just posted in the room. Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters in Christ. God has been is very good. I praise him for great blessings and trials, showing me his great changes in me. I was working on cleaning up the wood in my parents' yard with a corded circular saw, as I have done many times before, but I made a mistake this time. As I was cutting the wood, I saw a big spark. I thought it wasn't cutting through any metal, so I was confused. And then I went to cut again, but the saw would not rotate. And then I saw I cut the cord to the saw. I praise God I did not get an electric shock, and I didn't get angry. I did not get angry even when I thought to myself, I should be angry. Why am I not angry? I praise God for keeping me calm and bridling me during that. There was another instance of that this month too, where anger was bridled. I also praise God for such a great time in school again. The Lord has blessed me with such a graceful chemistry teacher, allowing me to pass with an A as he continues to extend due dates for the whole class. I'm also grateful for the great times I have speaking to a few souls about the war against God's law. I praise God also for the gems of precious truth that I have been blessed to be given. They have really inspired me to keep going in the faith, and I praise God that when I need to speak of the truth, God's given me greater ability and help. God is good. Praise the Lord. That is awesome. All right, and let's see if there's any others in the chat room. I know earlier Sister Zoom put in the chat room. Let me go to my list here. She says, praise the Lord for his mercy, goodness, and blessings. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for life. Thank you for our Lord Jesus. Thank you for everything. And we all echo that, Sister Zoom. All right, now I'm going to go to the praises from earlier in the children's study. Sister Deanna says, praise the Lord for the weather getting warmer. I echo that. Praise the Lord for the spring coming. Sister Pam says, praise the Lord for this beautiful holy day. Amen, Sister. Sister Zoom shared earlier, I praise the Lord for his mercy, for help when I needed it, for strength when I had none left, for his peace, and for prayer so I can talk to him anytime, for the church family and for my salvation. Praise the Lord, Sister. Little Brother Alex, praise God for my Uncle James making it here safely to our home for Sabbath time. Sister Letitia had posted that. Sister Vanessa, I made it through another week. Praise the Lord. I echo that too. Little Sister JL says, praise the Lord for the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Praise the Lord. Sister Ida, I praise the Lord for his many blessings. Amen. Brother Jesse, praise the Lord that his mercies renew every day and his mercies endureth forever. Amen. I echo that. Sister Courtney, I praise the Lord for his patience with me. I keep making mistakes, but the harder I try, the fewer they are getting in between. And his strength must still be over me, because every day I feel like I can't make it another day, but I do. Praise the Lord, Sister. Sister Hannah says, praise the Lord for his mercy and grace, his love and care to us, his many blessings towards us, and how he loves us so personally. And then she puts Psalms 94:19, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Amen. And then Sister Fran posted earlier, I praise the Lord for my salvation and peace and joy comes with it. I praise him for all the spiritual gifts that he gives me, along with the patience to wait for him to guide me for whatever his will for me to do for his glory. I praise the Lord for all my brothers and sisters in Christ and everything else. Praise the Lord, she says. Amen. I echo that too, Sister. All right, and let me go back to the chat room, see if there's any others that I can share while I'm on the mic. All right, keep them coming, brothers and sisters. I'll drop the mic.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I also like to echo the praise in regards to, I praise the Lord for my salvation and the peace and joy that comes with it, because that really is a daily blessing. Especially now that we're getting so close to the end and all these strange things are happening, and how we have perfect peace no matter what. Even if they were to kick us out of our homes, close our bank accounts, take our cars, and any kind of comforts of life, and we have to hoof it. That's going to bring joy like nothing else can, because we know, wow, we're out of here so much sooner than we even thought. Yeah, it might be a few months of difficulty, but whoop-de-doo. Is it heaven's cheap enough, like Sister White said while she was in vision. So amen on that. And from Sister Marie, she says, seven blessings, everyone. She says, I praise God for my salvation, healings, and answered prayers. I also praise God for the opportunities to spread his word while we are here in Texas, and also for the opportunity to remind others that their actions can lead to sin. Satan is a deceiving and conniving enemy that tricks others into sin. I praise God for the opportunity to share herbs and natural products for their healings. I also give praise to God for his protection while we are here in Texas. There has been storms around us and a little earthquake about an hour or so away, but nothing has touched us. God is a wonderful, amazing Father who guides and teaches us on earth as we are homeward bound. To God be the glory forever. Amen. Love y'all, Sister Marie. So amen, Sister Marie. And I got Pastor Alvin and the family, his family, sent a praise here. And as we all know, they're on a missionary trip. Well, they're on a missionary trip no matter where they're at. They're missionaries. But they're in the Philippines now, and they've been out there for a couple, 3 weeks. I can't remember exactly how long. It's been too long. I miss them, you know. So does the kitty. The cat's been living with us. And I want to praise the Lord for that, too. It turns out I'm not allergic to cats. It must be the dogs. That, you know, the dander, the dog, the dander of a dog, especially if it's like a short-haired dog. I don't think it matters, short or long hair. They have an awful lot of dander. But I don't know. Because my voice is more or less pretty much back. You know, I have my stressful times, but that's about it. It's not like it was before, where it was constantly every day having to deal with it. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that, too. Because you just don't feel like yourself if things ain't working the way that you used to do, you know. And anyway, this is Pastor Alvin's praise. He says, "Hi, Brother Nick. This is our testimony. Seven blessings, dear brothers and sisters. First, I praise the Lord for his abundant grace, mercy, and love towards us." And then he says, "As you already know, that we announced our missionary trip and got everything ready about ahead of time so that we would not have to deal with any problems. But something came up at the last minute, and that happened on Saturday night. Due to our oversight of our flight time, caused us to almost miss our plane. Because for some reason, my sister wife and I always thought our flight was on Monday night, March 24th. Here's the problem. Our flight was actually March 24th at 12:30 a.m., not p.m. That means we had to be at the airport on Sunday night instead. When we realized it, the first thing we did was get on our knees and pray, asking the Lord what to do. So I texted Brother Nick, although I felt ashamed since it was too late at night to tell him about our problem getting to the airport, and car rental offices were closed on Sunday or not available for rent that day. But since it was almost 2 a.m. and brothers and sisters, miraculously, I was sleeping, so I didn't get the text. That was one of those nights I actually was able to sleep. And it says, but we didn't expect a response from him right away. So we didn't sleep that night. We waited till around 5 a.m. when Janisa texted Sister Fran to see if she was okay to take us to the airport to catch our flight. Sister Fran was our last option at that point. When Janisa talked to Sister Fran, she suggested we should take an Uber since she couldn't drive us to the airport. As soon as I heard about Uber, I looked online to see if our town had an Uber service. And we could not believe that they had a service in our countryside area, because they're out in the, you know, they're in a small town out in the middle of nowhere, you know. And we're not that far from here, like a 20-25 minute drive from here. And so he goes on, he says, "It's really a miracle and an answer to prayer for us. To make the long story short, we were able to catch our flight on Sunday night because the Lord provided us with the transportation to the airport." And they didn't even have to rent a car this time, by the way. They just took an Uber, because you don't want to take a taxi. You know, that'd be hundreds and hundreds of dollars, even though this wasn't cheap either. And so he goes on, he says, "As we think about this experience, we could say that the Lord really is on this mission trip, because the enemy tried to hinder us in this work. But we praise the Lord for his goodness and intervention so that we did not miss our flight. My family and I do really praise and thank the Lord for his travel mercies to us, as well as thankful for all your offered prayers, because we arrived safe and sound in the Philippines. Praise the Lord. And then he goes, I will leave it here for now, and we'll tell you more next time as the Lord leads our way. We love and miss you all. Yours in Christ, Alvin, Janiza, Jania, and Alvi. Yeah, I love the names, don't you? It's so neat the way they name the kids. So anyway, God bless, you know, and keep them in your prayers, everybody, because they're out there in the Philippines, and, you know, anything can happen. But we have a God, and so everything's good. And I did see someone put their hand up, and so I'm assuming I can drop the mic. So, Okay, somebody's got their hand. Although I can't remember what those little pictures mean. I think that's Anthony, maybe, or is it Jesse? I don't know. I'll drop the mic.
The first one was me using Danny's Telegram to talk to y'all. Sabbath blessings from Danny, I, and little one. Just wanted to praise the Lord for many different things, but primarily this past Monday is where all the praises are really falling on. This past Monday we had the appointment to find out the gender of the baby, and there's a few brethren who already know, but primarily the entire church, most of the church doesn't really know. So we are having a boy. We are having a little baby boy. And I consider it not only a blessing because, you know, as a father, you know, a father always wants to have a son. But the bigger praise from besides that is the fact that the Lord really was telling our church family in advance what we were going to be having, because there was a brother and a sister who both had a dream about us having a baby, and they both said that they saw a boy.
And another sister.
And another sister said that she saw a boy as well. And so...
baby's development is very good.
Yeah, baby's also developing really well.
Bigger than average. So we're going to have a tall baby.
Yeah, we're going to have a very large baby. Yeah, according to what I heard is that the baby is 1 week older in development than average. So, yeah, he's going to be a big boy. And I'm like, yeah, we... because Danny and I are not short by any means. I mean, we're not the tallest of people, but we're also not the shortest of people. And so if the baby was allowed to grow up and have an adult life, and I say that in the context of the Lord tarried and is coming, I think that baby would be taller than both of us. But most importantly, though, the baby's healthy. And he's, as Danny likes to say, wiggling away right now. He's, you know, and I consider that just him praising the Lord. Because I even prayed this morning. I was like, Father God, please fill that baby with the Holy Spirit like you did for John the Baptist. Now, the other praise that comes from what happened on Monday, besides finding out we were having a boy, is the circumstance around the fact that we almost – didn't have the appointment. There was three different reasons why there was a good chance we weren't going to have the appointment. Number one, I got stuck at work and I thought I was going to have to miss the appointment and Danny go and me not be there to cherish the moment, which I will admit, I got very depressed while on my way back from, I was on my way back, but the timing of everything, I didn't think I was going to make it back in time. So I got depressed thinking like, wow, I'm not going to be able to cherish this moment and be there with my wife to see this moment and also get a chance to see the baby as well. So that was very depressing. And there's a praise that came out of that too. Number two was the weather. And number three, my mother-in-law, she wanted to come to be a part of the moment. And there was a chance she wasn't going to be able to come because the brakes on her car were very shoddy. And she had to get them looked at. And also, too, her phone went kaput. And so for a couple of days, she was without a phone. And she naturally doesn't feel comfortable being out without a phone. And I understand. And so we had those three reasons came up, and we were like, yeah, we don't know if we're going to be able to have this appointment.
We've prayed.
Yes, but as far as me not being able to get to the appointment on time, Danny had said a quick prayer to the Lord to see if I can get back in time to make it to the appointment. Because what happened was I had to bring a trailer back to the facility that I picked it up from, and that drive was going to take about two and a half hours, and then I would have to drive another hour and a half back to our home terminal and then have to drive to the appointment. There was no way I was going to be able to do all that in the time that I had from the time I was on my way back from work to get to the appointment, because the appointment was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And so Danny prayed, and then I called my boss, because my boss was harping upon me being able to get to this appointment on time. They're very family oriented at my job, and I praise God for that. So he was like, nah, man, this is a very special moment. You know, I want you to be there for it. And so I called my boss and I says, hey, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it to this appointment. And he says, okay, give me a few minutes and I'll call you back. And so he called me back a couple minutes later and he says, just do me a favor, bring the trailer back to the yard and deliver it tomorrow morning. And that was a quick answer to prayer, because like I said, Danny prayed to the Lord to try to get me back in time so I could be there for this appointment. And the Lord came through and moved my boss to be able to bring me back early enough, forget about delivering the trailer on the day I was supposed to, and just leave it and then go to the appointment. And I also wanted to praise the Lord too that my mother-in-law was able to get a phone, and she was able to get she got her phone fixed, and also
the issue with the weather.
Oh yeah, and
it's supposed to be thunderstorms, but it ended up being clear and sunny for most of the day, so there was no thunderstorms that was in the forecast.
Yeah, no thunderstorms, and also too, she was able to get the brakes fixed on the car, and so she was able to be there for the appointment. And we also got to get my brother-in-law involved, even though he lives in Vermont. We were able to do a video call, and he was able to be there for the moment too. So it was a nice special gathering. So I praise God for how, you know, what the enemy meant for evil, God meant for good.
Amen.
And so that's all I got to share on my end, besides the safe travel mercies I was granted this week, as always. And also the strength to get through the day, even though I was like very exhausted this entire week. But God somehow got me through it. So praise the Lord. You got anything you want to share?
Praise the Lord for all his blessings and for baby's healthy development. That was the most important thing. And to find out we're having a son.
Yes. And and I've been, real quickly before I get off the mic, I will tell you, I was like, when we found out we were having a son, like I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I just kept emphasizing, I'm like, I'm having a son. I'm having a son. Yeah, it's a very special moment. So just praise God for how he tells his church family in advance the protection he offers, the healthy development. He is such a loving, kind father. And even the smallest little prayers he hears.
Thank you for everyone's prayers.
Yes.
We praise the Lord for everyone's prayers and love.
Yes, amen. Alrighty, I'm going to drop the mic. Sister Mary wanted to speak, then Brother Jesse wanted to speak. Gilbert wants to speak, so I'm going to drop the mic, and whoever goes next got the mic.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Yeah, we love you.
Love you.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that it brings for this last month, for all the prayers, for my knee surgery, how you protected me during knee surgery and during the healing process. I was praying that my knee would heal and heal properly and that I would have full range of motion. And for all the wonderful blessings and all the peace and the protection, safety, there's just never a doubt that the Lord is always with you and talking with you and the strong hedge of angels that he has around you. Just such a mighty God, and praise his mighty name.
Honestly, this has been a very memorable testimony Sabbath so far. And I have to just say that the devil has been fully conquered this week. And even the entirety of last month, any trouble that came in my life was actually fully conquered as well. And I like to first praise the Lord for finally having a stable place to live. Because of some complications that happened, I won't get into the details because, you know, we're here to glorify the Lord. I almost was rendered homeless, actually. And it was a pretty shocking state of affairs for everyone involved. But the biggest thing to say is that the Lord has moved upon the hearts of his people without me even having to beg for money. And it just came by as I needed it for, you know, Airbnbs, for hotels, and even for, like, now this permanent place that I consider to be a long hotel. But really, it's also called a pad split. And there's another praise I want to talk about with this pad split thing. There's actually a multitude of praises, but we only have a limited amount of time, right? So one of them was when I was actually looking for a pad split or a place to stay, one of the agents from pad split, who is also named Jess, she actually called me from a really strange phone number. But what ended up happening was that I got like a $200 credit to just help me out. And it was just a wonderful blessing because even a multitude of brethren even gave me money for a permanent place to stay on top of that. And another praise I want to say is that this place that I'm staying at, this room, is $158 a week. This means that I not only got like a free week worth of credit, but also like a third of my second week was already paid for. And so it's just honestly been mind-blowing for me. And then there's also another praise that came from a horrible situation. But like, so I was trying to sell my gaming PC because I'm trying to upgrade my laptop because I was found wanting. And basically, I was hooked up with some guy that ended up being involved in the gang and almost tried to actually steal my gaming PC. And they even took my phone at gunpoint, too, actually, because I was at a bad part in Houston, Texas. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for a multitude of things that happened in that situation. For one, I praise the Lord that the Holy Spirit prevented the guy from drawing his gun. Even though he did show me the gun in his pants multiple times, I want to praise the Lord that he threw my phone back into my car. Because really, something really, really weird happened. The Lord sent someone to our area, and it was like this black couple that had Chipotle in their hands. Now, this is like super weird and everything because we were actually parked at an exit gate at like this gated neighborhood. So I don't understand why a random couple would just come out of their car at an exit gate unless they were angels. So I dearly praise the Lord that the Lord sent me angels to help protect me and to actually instill the fear into our enemies. For it's actually written in Deuteronomy 28 that one of the blessings that we get is that our enemies will actually scatter amongst seven ways. So I just want you all to pray for the person that was involved in the gang that almost pulled a pistol on me. And I want to also praise the Lord that there was also one massive thing that happened to me when he actually tried to steal my phone and my, you know, gaming PC, was that I had perfect peace, even though I was shot up on adrenaline, obviously, because why wouldn't you when you're faced with a gun? And so I basically reasoned within myself, it's either my time to go or it's not my time to go. So I basically just looked him straight in the face. I said, give me my phone. Give me my phone. Give me my phone. I basically repeated it until the Lord sent the angels with Chipotle in their arms. And then he just threw the phone in my car and ran. So that was also the first day I moved into my pad split, which was a really, 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 really wild first day, to be honest, moving into an apartment. And I was kind of tired because the adrenaline kind of took it all out of me. But I just want to say that the scriptures are truly unbroken, that when you are a proven child of the Lord, that the blessings will be upon you tenfold, if not a hundredfold. And there are also more praises. Oh, man, so many praises. For example, I praise the Lord that I never had to beg for food. Even when I was homeless, had enough money to eat. I also praise the Lord that that even though my car is damaged, it still works. It just has a headlight out. And that I also praise the Lord that even though I was like very, very, very limited to what times I can go, the Lord has dedicated my night seasons to studying the scriptures, and it's been opening up like a hundredfold. And I also praise the Lord for the souls that he's been sending to this church as well. Honestly, that I'll tell you that the churches are emptying out at a rapid rate. I'm seeing that with my own eyes. And it's just so many more praises. But the last thing I just wish to say is, please stay on the straight and narrow path to all of you. Because even if we are discarded by all men, the Lord and his children will pick us up and will take us in their wings. All I want to do is to I want to post Malachi chapter 4 verse 2 in the room, because that's been really the theme of last month. Malachi chapter 4 verse 2, and then I'll be off here. It says, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall. And I tell you all, and I assure you all, that by faith, this is a promise that we can enact today. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Amen.
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me? Good. I'm going to keep it simple. Two things have taken place that I thank the Lord for his help, because I can't even deal with me without the Lord. I'm just going to say it simply that way. I believe the Lord was there to help me in such a way to where I was so frustrated with things, I was going to make a bad decision. Or at least I think it was a bad decision, but it didn't turn out that way. And it helped me to learn, to relearn something concerning the enemy. And I'm just going to leave it at that and, you know, give God the praise that that he's helping me. He's right there. He's not only the God of love, but he's a God that will go with you in combat. I know this for certain in many in many ways that the Lord has been definitely there. It's been evident. In the next, I had an impromptu job interview. I have a serious taste for big vehicles. In fact, that's what I've been mostly dealing with while I was in the military. I think the biggest experience that I had, you know, as far as big vehicles was concerned, you've heard of the term 4x4. The vehicle that I was dealing with in the military is known as a 10x10. It's a very powerful vehicle. I can get into descriptions and things like that. I've had many good experiences, but that to talk about what was going on here, the job interview, I was applying to become a dump truck operator. You know, I know what it's like. In fact, both the operations manager and the person that would have hired me was right there in the office. And the first thing that they asked me was, you know, hey, tell us about yourself. And thank the Lord, I spoke in such a way that not only were they, I guess you could say, pleased with what I was offering. I told them that I know what it's. No, I've never handled a dump truck, but I know what it's like to be top heavy. I've also handled the transportation of concrete and stuff like that. I know the systems. You know, I know what it's like to be top heavy. All of that stuff. And I even told them that if they needed documents concerning my time in the military and things like that, I would be able to provide that for them. And it looked as if they were pleased with that. And the person that was going to hire me was speaking to me in a way that it looked like I've already had the job. But I had to bring one thing up. And all of you know what that one thing was. I had to ask him. I had to tell him flat out, one thing is coming up that, one thing I have to ask is, I cannot work on the Sabbath. You know, I need that 24-hour period off. Unfortunately, because not only do they handle going to quarries and stuff like that, going to, you know, work with asphalt and highways and things like that, that I would have to free that time up to where I would work on a Saturday. And the good thing is they understood. They were nice about it. No, they didn't accept me and I couldn't accept it. But the good thing that I saw is it opened up more information to me. It's like I'm seeing that all of these major corporations, including the one that I applied to, it's like the devil is doing to all of these corporations what he did to the Lord. It's like he's saying now in this day and age, I will give this to you. Just do as I say in today's language. You know, I wasn't angry about it. I was, in fact, I think I was smiling about it. I just thank the Lord that it's like I'm seeing it's like I'm seeing his word being enacted in this day and age. And I just thank the Lord for the experiences, you know, cause it's like it's all out there. You know, you just take the time, read things like that. I just thank the Lord that he's there to help me with me. And thank you for the experiences that came all with that. The Lord is just plain good, you know, and I just wanted to share that and thank the Lord for everything that he's done.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just checked my mail. I don't have anything. So if your sister Mindy's got things that she can share, or anybody else for that matter, please do so. Okay, I'll drop the mic.
Praise the Lord for this testimony Sabbath. All right, so I've got some more praises to share that were posted in the chat room. Oh, Sister Pam just put a praise, so I'll go ahead and share that one. I praise the Lord. He sees value in me that I don't see. I keep asking, why did you pick me, Lord? He only answers because I love you. You belong to me. I'm so grateful I belong to him. them. Amen, sister. And I know we all echo that praise. All right. So let me go ahead and get to my list here. Okay. So we got some long ones here to share. That's okay. All right. So, Sister Jade, little Sister Jade, I praise the Lord that no one got sick and I passed my test, and for this Sabbath that we get to praise God. Praise the Lord, sister. Sister Hannah has a praise. Hi, brothers and sisters. I want to praise the Lord for a few things specifically today. I want to praise the Lord for his protection, provision, his healing, grace, and encouragement he gives us, and the many lessons of trust and faith he is teaching us. Oh, how he loves us. Amen, sister. I had been having difficulty with my sleep, which the Lord, in his grace during that time, helped me to remember not to murmur, but to thank him, because he was allowing it for a reason and for my good, even if I didn't understand. Later that week, though my sisters didn't know specifically I was having trouble falling asleep sleeping, they had prayed for me regarding a health trial. And later that night, I was able to get some sound sleep, and since then have had better sleep. Praise his name. Praise the Lord, sister. And then it was that following Sabbath and the days after that I soon learned some of my brethren, too, had been experiencing sleep issues. It brought me much encouragement and confirmation again of God's love towards us in allowing such trials. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord, sister. She says, Sabbath blessings. I love you all. We love you too, sister. Brother Arthur says, I praise the Lord for my church family and their prayers. I praise the Lord every day when my feet can still hit the floor every morning at 70 years old. Though I have a hip issue and sciatica, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, sciatica, I can still walk without too much difficulty. Work 10 hours, days, and above all, I can still make it to my knees every day to pray. Sometimes we take simple things like walking and kneeling for granted. Praise the Lord, I can still do these things. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Sister Zoom has another praise. She says, I praise the Lord for sending me for a countryside walk next to my new flat in the midst of a very difficult move. I almost decided not to go, but after prayers, I heard the voice of God urging me to go for a walk. I found the walking route right next to my house, and it was full of God's glory, fields with horses, trees, and beautiful white butterflies, reminding me of God's comforts. As if this were not enough, I heard two lone joggers speaking to one another, saying, it's so corrupt, and millions worship them, and they are all just liars. And thinking he must be speaking about modern-day politicians and celebrities, I could not help but turn my head back and call out, that's because we are in the end times, brother. These are the days of Sodom, and our Lord Jesus is returning, so you better get ready. Intending to keep walking, the two quickly accosted me and began talking about what they were seeing, so I shared some present truth with them. Having to get back for a boiler engineer, I was about to leave, and one brother, Kenny, said, please, can you share a prayer to teach us how to pray? We don't attend a church, but we believe. The other introduced himself as Peter, nodded in agreement. Standing 2 meters away, I bowed my head, closed eyes, and prayed a good, long, full prayer based around the Lord's Prayer. It was easily a 3 to 4 minute prayer. After I finished, they both thanked me gratefully, and Bro Kenny said, wow, I feel so uplifted after that. I'm so cheered up. I was down as I lost a loved one, and I said, talk to Jesus, our Lord, like that every day, as often as you can, and that peace you feel will increase. I'll keep praying for you. I walked home full of the Holy Spirit. How wonderful that God sent me out and activated me at that precise moment to meet those two on a lone rural pathway to give them God's message. It shows me that no matter how weary we are, with God's strength, his work through us will go forward if we continue to pray for him and trust him. Thank you, Lord. I love you all. God bless, sister. Praise the Lord for sharing that. Sister Mandy says, I praise the Lord for my salvation and for Jesus, who sacrificed his life so that we have that option to spend eternity with him in heaven and the joy that comes with it. I also praise him for the unspoken answered prayers and the significant dreams he gives me. I am grateful for his protection, especially during challenging times, and for the strength to persevere despite sleepless nights. I thank him for the Holy Spirit and the reminders he gives about the importance of patience, maintaining a strong faith, and staying grounded in the Word, even when my anxiety reaches overwhelming levels. I am thankful for my godly parents who minister to me with the help of the Holy Spirit, reminding me that God is hearing me. Though these trials can sometimes feel daunting, isolating, or impossible to deal with, I thank God for them, as they serve as evidence that the devil recognizes me as a threat, and they will do whatever it takes to stop me from helping others find Christ. And it also shows that the devil's time is almost up, and he knows this, so he will never stop. But thankfully, these trials will only get us stronger and closer to God, so praise the Lord for it all. Amen, Sister Mandy. I totally echo that praise, and I know we all do. And then Sister Letitia says, I want to praise God for his wonderful love and peace that he gives me every day. I give him praise for his protection. While traveling, winds were strong on road, but God kept us safe in his protection. I give praise to God for my father-in-law, Reuben, who has been on dialysis for 35 years, and he is still here with us. And he takes no medication or has no other illness/disease. Praise God for keeping him healthy throughout all these years. God is good. God is good. Keep him in prayers for anything he may need to go through. God knows. Praise the Lord, sister. And we'll definitely keep your father-in-law, Reuben, in prayer. And that's what I have so far. I'll drop the mic.
Amen. Praise the Lord. 35 years on dialysis. Woo. That is, that's not easy. I know that. Luke was on it for 18. I got one praise here from Sister Phyllis. She says, I fell inside the house carrying a bucket of hot coals from the wood stove, my only source of heat. I only spilled a tiny amount and burned a very small spot on a throw rug. I am so grateful that I did not burn down the house. I banged up my left knee, but not badly. I feel very blessed. God's hand was with me. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, let me check my email. I don't know why everybody decided not to email me this time. They've all been coming into the text chat instead, and the cell phone. And so, yeah, I don't have any more in email. So, although the transfer I just got an email saying sdrchurch.com, the transfer has begun. And so, but it doesn't have a site on it, so it's no big deal. Not going to make anything go down. So, praise the Lord. Oh, somebody has a hand waving there, so I'm going to drop the mic.
I have one more that was posted in the room. Eli. I think there's another one. Brother Eli, praise the Lord for our salvation in Christ, for the peace, joy, patience, do the infinities in our characters. Praise the Lord, he helps me to read his word and to pray when sleeping is impossible to do at times. Praise the Lord, he healed me from pain in my diaphragm every time I swallow food. I thought I was having a hernia at the diaphragm. I prayed to the Lord and he reminded me of a verse, Matthew 9:28. And when he was come into the house, the blind man came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then after I acknowledge in my heart, I believe what he said, I no longer get that pain when I eat. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then let me scroll up. Brother Gabbard says, I thank the Lord. My knees work fine, though my lower back has been protesting. Thank the Lord I can still walk and work. The Lord has been, is, and always will be, always good. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, Brother Gilbert. And let me scroll up. I just want to make sure I don't miss anybody's. And if I if I do not, if I missed your praise, please let me know. So I'm making sure I get everybody's praises. Brother Matt put in the room, I praise God for his peace, joy, and happiness in happy times, and especially in and through my fiery trials. He has never failed me. I praise God for his faithfulness. Praise the Lord. All right, now let me go down, see if there's any more that were added. All right. Okay, so I'm going to share my praise now. All right, so first of all, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy it brings and the wonderful peace he blesses us with. And I want to praise the Lord for, you know, we had issues with our truck. The front struts were getting really bad. I mean, they needed to be replaced, you know, right away. And my husband called around, and the struts for the truck would cost like almost $200 per strut. And we were like, oh, wow, you know, that's, you know, that's a lot. And so my husband's like, well, you know, let's go to U-Pull-It. I don't know if you're familiar, if you guys have U-Pull-It where you live, but it's what it is. It's like a graveyard of vehicles that have been in crashes or whatever, you know, quit running, and they'll come and they'll pay for the, usually it's between, you know, like $400 or $600, depending on how much metal is the vehicle, and then they tow it to their vehicle graveyard, and then you can go in and, you know, pull parts and pieces off of those vehicles that you may need for your vehicle. So we went there, and I prayed, you know, because we weren't sure if we were going to be able to find the same year truck as ours and everything, and you know it was just, you know, taking a chance, you know, that we find it. So I prayed, Lord, please help us find a truck that we can, that has, you know, decent struts that we can, my husband can take off and that we can use for our truck. So we get there, and there were a couple trucks there that were a possibility. And one, the struts were really rusted and really bad. And so my husband's like, no, we're not going to be able to use those ones. And then we walked up a ways, and there was a truck that's 2 years newer than our truck. But he checked, and they would fit our truck, and the struts were in great condition. I mean, they were in really good condition. So I praise the Lord for helping us find those and giving my husband the skill and the talent to be able to, you know, take parts off of cars and be able to, you know, put them on our truck, which they worked out great. I praise the Lord for that. And the struts were only $50 a piece. So I praise the Lord that it was in our budget and we were able to get them. And, you know, it's things like this that I just praise the Lord that, you know, he allows these things to happen so we can see his hand move, right? And it just helps me glorify the Lord even more and more every day, just seeing his hand move and things like this. So I praise him for that. And then I also want to praise him too that, you know, the weather's been getting nicer and spring is here. Praise the Lord. Everything's getting green. And I just love spring. It's my favorite time of year. So I was going for a walk. This was maybe a week or so ago. And it was a beautiful day. And I love going for walks with the Lord and having my communion time with him. And as I was talking with him, as I was walking, you know, we live on the countryside and it's just beautiful. The rolling hills and, you know, it's just so peaceful. And as I was walking with him, you know, I was just praying, you know, talking to him, and I said, Lord, you know, I want to please you the best I can, and help me to make the right choices. Help me to make choices that please you, you know, choices in, you know, what I should eat and eat only healthy food, and choices in, you know, just, you know, when the enemy, you know, tempts me to do something, that I choose to obey you and not, you know, give in to temptation. And as I was speaking to the Lord about that, a thought came into my mind, and I give God all the glory for this thought. And he said, and it really hit me, and I can't get it out of my mind. He said, your choices determine your destiny. And brothers and sisters, that is so true. Our choices determine our destiny. So when you go to make a choice, remember that. Have that pop in your mind, because, you know, we all day we have choices that we need to make, decisions we need to make. And so that really, that thought that he put in my mind, he inspired me to write a poem. And I haven't written a poem in a long time, and I only write poems when I'm inspired from the Holy Spirit to write them. And I always pray that the Holy Spirit helps me to write my poem. And I usually write them on the Sabbath because I just feel more inspired to write poems on the Sabbath. So last Sabbath, I wrote this poem, and I'm going to share it with you all. I'm going to get into my, hold on a second. I'll go get that up real quick here. I saved it here. And I just love it when the Lord helps me to write poems. And I feel like the poem to share with you all. Oh, hold on a second. There it is. Okay. All right, here we go. And, of course, the poem is called Choices. God has blessed us with free will to make our own choices, but we must beware before making a choice because we will hear many voices. One voice will say, go this way, for the path is broad and many there be that go on it. Another voice will say, go this way, for the path is narrow that leads to life and few there be that find it. One voice will say, you don't need to obey God's Ten Commandments, for it is by grace for which ye are saved. Another voice will say, if you love me, keep my commandments, for through loving obedience are ye saved. One voice will say, there is no need to pray often, for your Father which is in heaven already knows what you need. Another voice will say, come unto me, ye that are heavy laden. Ask, and ye shall receive, and I will freely give to all those that are in need. One voice will say, you don't need to study God's word daily. You don't have time. You have more important things to do. Another voice will say, I am the word, and to know me is to know God's word. Therefore, daily Bible study ye must do. One voice will say, go ahead and eat of the forbidden food, for when you do, ye shall not surely die. Another voice will say, don't eat of the forbidden food, for your body belongs to me. For you were bought with a price. It was for you I died. One voice will say, go ahead and watch and read whatever you desire, for there is nothing wrong with being entertained. Another voice will say, be careful of what your eyes see, for evil will creep into your houses and entice you to sin, from which you must restrain. One voice will say, go ahead and listen to whomever you wish to, for you may learn from those apostate preachers. Another voice will say, my sheep hear my voice, strangers they will not hear, for they follow their shepherd, their one and only teacher. So you see, you have many choices to make, but which voice will you obey? Whenever you're not sure, then you must get down on your knees and pray. God desires that we make the right choices, for by doing so, from sin we will be free, for it is by our choices that will determine our destiny. I love you all. God bless.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, sister. It was nice. Praise the Lord. Good testimony service again. I just got an email from another, and I don't know whose hand that is, but, Sister Danny's got a praise. So, well, you go ahead first then, Sister Danny, because I'll check my email again. Maybe I'll get another one. So I'll drop the mic.
Hi, everyone.
Speak up.
Can you guys hear me? Okay, praise the Lord. I tend to laugh out loud, but then I talk like a mouse when I get on the mic, so I'm sorry about that.
She does the same thing with me, so don't worry.
this is a praise that came to my mind. And praise the Lord, Sis Mindy, please share that poem because it really just brought up some things that I've been I've been struggling with too, as far as the parts of where. Oh, praise the Lord! Thank you, sister. As far as struggling with what we behold, and we know that what we behold, we become changed to. And so, a few days ago, I was studying. I was in prayer and was asking the Lord, because I've been struggling with watching YouTube. Nothing vulgar, but you can get sucked up if you're not careful. And I asked the Lord to help me to change my desires to not see those things, but to use YouTube as a tool to learn and not to be entertained. And the Lord brought me to the verse Romans 13, verses 12 through 14. Anthony will put that in the room for me. And it reads, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." And in verse 14, it truly stuck with me because I know with the mind that the devil's been attacking a lot of us in our minds as of late, and we're called to be mindful of what we see and what we listen to. And so on top of praying for the Lord to change my desires, to be careful and more mindful to watch things that are more wholesome and things that will uplift my spirit and bring my soul to Him closer in closer communion, the Lord has since done that for me, and making sure that I make no provision for any means to fulfill the lust of like wanting to be entertained or wanting to laugh and joke and jest. And I also have been, because I also have been watching things that have been going on in the churches, and it's terrible. Many preachers are filthy lucre, many false prophets. It's sad and getting to a point where so many people are, there are a lot more people are getting led astray, but there are people who are just searching for the truth. So the Lord moved me to pray for those people instead of being entertained at just looking at videos of them being exposed, because we know we are to expose the darkness and rebuke those who are in sin, but we also have to pray for them as well. So I just wanted to share that and praise the Lord that He's helped me with that, and I pray that He blesses you guys with that scripture too, to make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Again and again. I got something here from Sister Stephanie. She says, "Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nick, brethren and sistern. I pray everyone as well." She says, "I want to praise the Lord for salvation, protection, guidance, and amazing love. I thank and praise Him for the night terrors my son is having lately. I do pray for them to stop. Please keep them in prayer, brethren. But I'm thankful for them because it brought us closer together. But even better, brought us, especially my daughter, closer to God. Praying through them and seeing Him move, it has also helped to bring more patience to us. I also want to praise God for helping us through all the storms and rain that has been coming through. Our area didn't get as much from it, and it helped Nathan to be able to keep working. If it rains too much, it's hard to use a tractor and such in the woods for logging." And so, amen, prayers answered. I also want to praise Him because though it was a lower pay week, my mother messaged me the day of and asked us if we needed groceries, as she has some extra money to share. He always provides, y'all. Always. I love y'all and pray everyone has a blessed rest of Sabbath. God be with y'all. Sisters Stephanie, and I'm not going to say her last name online, so but praise the Lord. Amen. It's just so little things like that, the way the Lord does it, and he moves upon us. And it, like, even we might call someone and say they got extra money, or we have extra money for their groceries too. It's just the way he works through us and for us at the same time. That's just so amazing. Now, let me check my email one last time here. Oh, I got to praise some Sister Sarah. And she says, Sabbath blessings, church family. I just want to praise God for my baby Chloe, for baby Chloe and for her health. She looked at me and smiled for the first time, and it melted my heart. Amen. Baby's smiling? Are you kidding? Oh, those are the most amazing things, a smiling baby. And so she says, God is so good. I also want to praise him for providing for us and sending spring after the long winter. Love y'all. Sister Grandma Sarah. Amen and amen. Amen. See, I'll check the email again here. Okay, I don't have anything else. Does anybody else want to get on the mic or no? I don't see anybody, and so I guess that's it, which is around the norm. It's 3:00 already, so. So, all right. Well, I guess Brother Dwayne is going to share some music, and then we'll finish in prayer. God bless you all. All right, if you can kneel, we're going to finish in prayer. Please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you so very, very much for all these answered prayers. It's just amazing. Every month that we do this, and it's always new. It's always something different you do every single month. We're never at a loss of thanks. We're always thanking you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for blessing everyone on the prayer list, and especially those that are either just plain lost or actually think they're saved in the midst of sin. Rome has been very active working for Satan in regards to many people, Catholic or not, are now starting to believe that you can be saved in sin rather than from it. And so please bless us with ways to share the truth with them that doesn't anger or upset them. It just cuts their heart a little bit to the point that perhaps they'll repent. Thank you for blessing everyone doing the work, keeping them safe. Again, we thank you for keeping a strong hedge of angels around Brother Alvin and his family and anybody that's out there in the Philippines that have traveled or even just live out there. And as well as some of the brethren are going to be going out there next month as well, or in the next few weeks anyway. So thank you, Father, for all these many opportunities to see your hand move from the lips of your own children. Thank you for all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.